Thank you, Dr. Pond. It's really good to be here with all of you today. I'm grateful for the opportunity to come and share some of what has gone on in my particular family. My husband, Danny, is the fifth generation of his family to ranch in North Park, Colorado. And it started many, many years ago with his family that came into the park in the 1870s. Their names was Delaney. It was on his mother's side of the family. And this is Dave Delaney sitting on this wagon. I put together some family and ranch pictures because I thought that it would give you a feel for mountain ranching. Some of you guys out here in the prairies don't have a clue about the way we live on the mountains. So some of these won't pertain to what I'm talking about, but it's just some entertaining pictures of the ranch and the family that I thought you might enjoy. But this is Dave Delaney sitting on the wagon. The small woman is his wife, Sophia, and the little girl sitting between them, the two ladies on the ground, is little Jeannie Delaney. Jeannie grew up and married Ralph Coit. He's the third from the right there. This is a chuck wagon meal between Middle Park and North Park when it was all open range country. And this picture was taken in the 1890s. A lot of longevity in this family. This is Twist Myring. That's my husband Danny's dad. He came into the country when he was 17 years old in a stripped-down Model T Ford and the clothes on his back. Through a lot of hard work and diligence on his part and the part of his three sons, he built a ranching empire in north central Colorado. Gone are the days when the Delaneys, for an example, came into the park, and when Dave Delaney was ready to retire and finally ended up dying, everything was passed to his child, Jeannie Delaney, who married Ralph Coit. The same thing happened when Ralph Coit died. He just merely passed his land holdings and his wealth on to his son, Joe Coit, who was my mother-in-law's father. But by the time Ruth and Twist came along, of course, as you all know, things have changed in this country and in our government, and the government wants more of a hand in everyone's business today. There have been a lot of changes. This is Twist Homestead Cabin, and this is the ranch today. So things have changed and moved along. And we are going to talk today, and we talked yesterday a little bit about how do we transfer these ranches on to the next generation. And in your handouts, you'll see a lot of statistics that I put together that you can follow along. And Dr. Gaylor actually has done a wonderful job setting the stage for the talk. We didn't know that he was going to be doing this, so I was going to basically set the stage. So if he's already talked about something that's on my slides, I won't spend a lot of time here. And I did have a typo arrow here because the average age of a farmer and rancher is now up to 65. I put this together in a terrible hurry. I apologize. But there's twice as many farmers and ranchers over the age of 65 as there are under the age of 55. That's Twist and my husband Danny in that picture. Half of the agricultural land is owned by folks older than 75. I think that is crucial to know. The Family Farm Institute reports that only a third of family businesses succeed in the second generation. A mere 15 survive to the third, and only 5% make it to the fourth. When you think that my husband, Danny Myring, is the fifth generation of his family to ranch in North Park, that's pretty astonishing, I do believe. The death tax is a government seizure of family-owned operated businesses. It doesn't amount to a lot of revenue, as you will see when you look through what I've put together. There isn't a lot of income coming into the country with the death tax, but it is something that will put an end to farming and ranching as we know it today. And also, as Dr. Gaylor said, it will put an end to a lot of rural communities as far as schools, businesses, those types of things. By splitting up and destroying this, we are ruining rural economy. Research indicates several things, and you can just follow along with me on that slide. 42% of the first-generation family farms have not discussed the subject of succession, even with their spouses, if you can imagine that. 63% have not even talked about it with their own children. 16% have indicated, only 16%, excuse me, have included their sons and daughters in that succession plan. And yet, most people will tell you that the farm or ranch is their source of income. There are several stages, basically four actually, in the average person's financial lifetime. The first off, you work off paying off your debt load. And then you work in building up your assets and livestock, land, equipment, that kind of thing. And as the years go by, then you start thinking, wow, I'm getting up in years. I need to be preparing for my own retirement portfolio. And somewhere in there, if you want this business to survive, you're going to need to have a succession plan in place for somebody else to come in and to continue that business as a viable business. So then you have to make provisions for the future of that business. There's different stages for implementing a transition plan for the family farm or ranch. The first I call a dating period, and that's where the successor actually comes back to the operation, works with the mentor, which is the senior partner in the business, starts learning how to do things, and that is a dating process, very much to a girl and a guy dating, because you have to learn if you really like one another, if you're going to be able to succeed in business together. Usually during this time, the successor does draw a wage from the business, and as he learns, as that individual learns, be it a male or a female, as that person learns, they take on more responsibility, and during that time, the mentor possibly might start gifting shares to them or giving them discounted shares at a lower price, which can be done very legally. At some point in time, if the mentor chooses, he needs to be willing to step back and let the successor take more and more control of the business.